Hello?
Hello, could I speak to Candice Lovello?
This is Candice.
Okay, this is Ivo calling with Credit One Bank.
Yeah.
I'm calling about your past due credit card. Are you receiving your statements from us?
Yeah.
All right. The full balance on your account is $438.89. And right now your account is 59 days past due.
Yeah.
So in order to avoid fees and get your account back in good standing, we can accept a debit card for payment today, madam.
Yeah, I can't pay because I recently joined a new group. It's sort of a religion, but they just use bartering now. And so I'm just using bartering.
Okay. So are you employed?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, right now you're receiving a late fee of $29 and over credit limit fee of $29.
Yeah.
That's $58 every month you've been charged extra. So I just trying to help you save that money, madam.
Oh, yeah, so and if I was using money, I would pay you, but I'm just bartering now. I'm in a, well, it's kind of a religion, and we just trade services.
Okay, madam. If you could make a payment of $216, your account will be significantly under the credit limit, and you can use the Credit One card again.
Money? Are you talking about money?
Yes.
Yeah, I just barter now.
Barter,
you know, trade services. If you want me to do something for you.
Oh, is it like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you don't receive any cash?
Oh, no, it's no cash. No, we barter. We trade services, we trade things, sometimes chickens.
Okay, ma'am, I can understand your situation, but unfortunately you're running out of time on this account and you're scheduled to go to an outside collection agency. Unless we set up an acceptable arrangement today, at least a minimum payment would be fine. I could stop your car from going to an outside collection agency.
Well, so I have three chickens. I have a Rhode Island Red. I have a Silver Lace Wyandotte and Black Astralorp. Those are three hardy breeds, and you could have all three of those.
I'm sorry, madam. We'll not take chickens.
Why not?
The Credit One Bank, we do not trade.
Have you seen the chickens, though? Maybe you should wait and see them.
I don't think Credit One Bank, someone will come over to your house to check all the chicken and get that for this particular amount. I don't think that will happen, madam, because we don't trade.
Okay, I'll bring the chickens to you. You can look at them and decide then.
Even if you bring all the chicken, madam, I don't think Credit One Bank will allow that to take place because that's not our procedure.
Okay, chickens, and then I have three rabbits, too, and they can be pets or food.
I'm sorry, madam, I cannot take that. What I can do for you is I could set up a minimum payment, just $60 on your account, so that your account would be current, and you will not receive a late fee of $29. You could save that $29 if you could let me set up a $60 payment on your account.
The man who is in charge of the religion I'm in, who says I can only use bartering now, he's here. Can I ask him if it's okay to pay you?
Yes, sure.
Okay. Guru Paul! Guru Paul! Guru Paul! Hello, this is Guru Paul. You say you want money from Candace?
Yes.
You will not take rabbits and chickens?
No, we do not take chickens and rabbits.
All right, here's the situation. We are in a cult where we just deal in trade, bartering of services and goods, and Candace happens to be loaded with chickens and rabbits. It would sure help us out if you would take a few of those and call it even.
Credit One Bank will not take chickens and rabbits.
I'll tell you what, I got a way to help Candace out. Maybe this will work. How about you make it sound like she's paying in chickens, but in fact, it'll be a debit card payment. It'll be by debit card, but the whole time she'll be thinking she's paying you in chickens. But the debit card will, in fact, cover this.
Okay, how much is the debit card for? Are you going to make it for?
Well, we're going to pay the whole thing, but when we say we're paying the whole thing, we want to be able to say chickens, even though it's coming out of the debit card as cash.
Okay, so do you have your debit card details?
Yeah, it's right here, but here's the situation. You need to say at least that it's chickens, so it sounds like it's chickens. Otherwise, in our religion, we get in trouble with the deity.
Okay, I agree. It sounds like chicken.
Okay. How many chickens does Candace owe?
60.
60 chickens?
Yes.
Candace, you're going to have to pay 60 chickens. Is that all right with you? Okay, that's all right with Candace. So 60 chickens, and we'll be even, Steven?
60 chickens. That means I'm going to play $60?
Well, there you're using that word again.
Sorry.
We just about had it set, and then you used that word. Now
sorry.
I got, la, got to get that out of my head. La, we're not talking money, la. Let's try again.
Okay. You owe right now 438 chickens.
It was 60 chickens a minute ago.
That was the minimum chicken.
Can we just say, because there's no way we'd have 400 chickens, can we just say 60 chickens minimum?
Yes.
Otherwise, 400 and whatever rabbits.
430 rabbits.
All right. Okay. So I have to ask her what she wants to pay, 60 chickens or 432 rabbits?
Yes.
All right, hang on.
Okay.
You have two choices. You pay 60 rabbits, 432 chickens. I mean, wait a minute, I got that backwards. You got 60 chickens, 432 rabbits. What do you want to pay?
This is Candace.
Yes.
I don't have all the rabbits. I have the chickens.
Okay, let's go ahead and make that.
Okay.
Okay, do you have your debit card?
Do I have my what?
Debit card.
You just said it was chickens.
Yes. So how are you going to make it?
Well, with the chickens. Didn't you just ask for that? Didn't you just ask for chickens?
Yeah, but you said not to say the word dollars, right? You said chicken instead of dollars.
Did Guru Paul say that?
Yeah. Okay, madam, what I'm going to do is I will note on your account that you're unwilling to pay at this time. So please understand your failure to pay could result in an intense collection activity, and you will continue to receive late fees and over credit limit fees.
Okay,
and
I'll pay.
Are you going to pay it now?
Yes, but when I read you the debit card just before, I do need you to say that it's monkeys. We're paying in what again?
60 monkeys.
All right. 6463. 4977.
4977.
3328.
3328.
1462.
1462.
Expiration date
909. Okay, let me just update on the systems. Hold on.
Do you have any animals?
No.
What animals do you like?
I like dogs.
Do you have some?
Not now. But I had before.
You had to pay somebody, didn't you? When you lost your dog, it was because you were squaring a debt.
I didn't lose it.
Oh, you said you used to have a dog.
Yeah, but it's passed away now.
Well, then it's no good. You can't trade those. Except to my cousin Carl, he likes them.
Okay, madam, there's a processing fee. Can I add that processing fee up to your account right now on your debit card?
Okay, if you'll say that the processing fee is cats.
Okay, yeah, it's cats.
Okay.
Okay, $9.95 cats.
All right.
Okay.
How much have I given you now altogether?
$69.95.
$69.95 what?
Monkeys.
Plus we added the cats.
Okay, that's $9.95 cats.
Now what's happening?
I'm just entering into my systems. Just hold on.
Putting them in the cages, you mean?
Yes.
Hello?
Just entering on the systems. Hold on.
You mean in the cages?
Yeah, in the cages. Sorry. Okay, it does not go in.
Open the cage door.
Is this a joint card?
No, it's a zoo.
Okay, you have given your credit card details, but I cannot make a payment through credit card. Do you have your debit card?
Oh, yeah, I have a debit card too.
Okay, can I have that number, please?
Okay, can we make it turtles?
Okay.
Okay, 6371.
6371.
4498.
4498.
2202.
2202.
6464.
6464.
And the expiration date is 12/09.
Okay, I'm putting it on the cages. Hold on.
What are you putting in the cages?
The numbers.
No, the turtles.
Turtles, okay.
Are the cages in a special place? Where are they?
It's in front of me.
Where?
Right in front of me. Okay, ma'am, there's a problem with your debit card. The system is not going through. Do you have your checking account details?
I have a cage in the basement with some things in it, but I don't even know what those are. We got them from a guy in Bangladesh. You want those?
Paul, let out the animals in the basement.
Hello?
Yeah, Paul's getting the animals out of the basement.
Do you have your routing number and the account number?
Well, they're going to go right up the stairs, the same route they always take. Just a second.
Paul, bring up the animals.
Here they come.
I don't know, madam, if I need your routing number and the account number so that I can set it up on the system.
I don't understand. We were just dealing with animals.
Yes, the routing number and your checking account details, madam.
That doesn't sound like animals. Account? What you're talking about now doesn't sound like animals.
Okay, do you have a checking account?
No.
No?
Do you like butterflies?
No.
How can anyone not like butterflies? Do you like black bear?
Yes, madam.